It's George O'Neill on Elastic FM.
Triggered again. So I suffered from migraine for almost 8 years. And then I realized that I must find out something from the psychotherapies which can find out the root cause. And the root cause of most of the disease is linked to our mind, which is why I started exploring the cure for this pain in psychotherapies.
Right.
Yes.
So what do you mean is linked to our mind?
We think that our thoughts, our beliefs, all these things impact our mind, and mind is linked to our body. If we just keep our mind in stress and we think just negative thoughts and we have bad beliefs ourselves, and if life is all about ups and downs, you know, sometimes we have good times, sometimes we have bad times, but when there's some memories which are stuck in our mind, and these memories are charged with negative emotions. And all this is happening in our mind, you know. And these emotions express themselves in the form of any physical symptoms, and it can be migraine.
Right.
Yes.
So how do you combat that?
My task is just to find out those memories which are charged with those negative emotions and those painful circumstances and all that. I just identify those and release the stuck emotions from those memories, and I help people in changing their paradigm about different issues and circumstances in life, because sometimes everything changes when we just change our view about something which happened in past in our lives. So I just find out those root causes and treat them. So those things, those feelings, those memories cannot work in background to just make you feel pain and you just have that again attack of migraine again and again.
Right.
Yes.
So is this something you work with people individually on, or
is it... Sorry, please continue.
Go on, or is it group?
This is something very individual and subjective, because everyone has a different set of beliefs and different kind of memories. So I just have one-to-one sessions with them, and I just work on digging their memories and releasing all that negative stuff. And after that, just I give them some backup plan in which there are a few images, some homework exercises, something to write about, what they can do when they are in when the pain is aggravated, when they should do just to control it. Because it's very essential that when you feel pain, you must do something for that. Instead of, you can take painkiller, but you have to do something immediately to just control that pain, because if it prolongs, it can be very, very painful.
Right.
Yes.
So if I'm suffering from migraine, this isn't just for women, because I had said that earlier.
Yes, migraine is for everyone.
It's for everybody, not just women. Because I'd noticed that you were defined as a, among other things, that you work with women, but not as far as migraine is concerned.
Yes, no. Migraine is for everyone, but I just like that I must work with people who are above 22, because it's very easy to work with people who are a little bit mature.
Right.
If you are working with youngsters, they can have they have different kind of mindset. They cannot control their thoughts or beliefs because they are so much ambitious. But sometimes it's very difficult to deal with the teenager. So I just prefer to work with people who are above 22 or 23.
So if I'm over 22 or 23 and I'm suffering from migraine, and I've met several people who do, how do I access your help?
Yes, my website is migraine.co.uk, and you can just leave an email for me. I would plan a 15 to 30 minutes free strategy session, and then after that we would plan about how to treat that, the pain of that person, because it depends upon the readiness and response of that person. Because if someone will cooperate well with me, I can help more easily and quickly to that person.
Excellent. So, give me. We always do websites twice because.
No. I have two websites. One is www.migraine.co.uk.
Migraine.co.uk. Excellent.
And www.hinahashmi.com.
Okay, I need to spell that.
Yeah. H-I-N-A.
Yeah.
H-A-S-H-H-M-I.
H-M-I. Yes. Right.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
And that's not all you do, because I'm interested in... I know we're coming back to you before too long, because you've got a book coming out, but it's not out yet.
Can you please repeat that again? I couldn't
listen. We are going to be coming back to you in the near future, if I remember rightly, because
yes.
You've got a book that's going to be coming out, but it's not out yet.
Yes.
So we've that to look forward to in the future. But you also, I'm sorry to keep doing the same stuff again, you do coaching for women.
Yes, I do coaching for women, and my coaching is based upon intuition. But I use my intuition to help women, that how they can be happy, and I can tell them that how can they can improve their lives so that they can be happy and peaceful.
I'm fascinated by that, because intuition is what we're talking about, is it? I'm just double checking that I'm understanding what we're saying. We're talking about women using their intuition.
Yes. No, I use intuition for them. I use intuition for them, and then I tell them that what are the reasons for their issues, and what is making them unhappy, and how I can help them and give them tips to improve their life, which I have written in my upcoming book, that how can, so that they understand that how life works, and how they can they can release their mental blocks, so they can understand what's happening with them and how they can improve everything.
Excellent. I was about to get into a discussion about whether women are more intuitive, women use intuition more than men. I don't go for that.
Excuse me, George, I have made a mistake in telling you the website, and this I think it's due to the excitement. Website is migrainecure.co.uk.
Excellent. I rather suspect you've got somebody riding shotgun on.
migrainecure.co.uk.
Okay, let's do it twice. Migraine Cure, all one word.
.co.uk.
Excellent. I'm going to look that up. I'll come back to you in the future about intuition, because my background is in family therapy, and in family therapy you talk about having a hypothesis. You guess what's going on. There's also a guy called, I think it's Malcolm Gladwell, wrote a book on what's called thin slicing, where you know things but you don't know how you know them. I'm fascinated about that whole idea about you using your intuition.
And it's very interesting, and sometimes I just need one or two recent photographs of them. I just connect with those photographs, and just I know each and almost everything about them.
Excellent.
Sometimes it's wrong. I just admit it can be a human error, and we cannot get everything 100%. But I don't need to go into more details in the past and history and everything. I just use my intuition, inner guidance, to just connect with them, and then I can tell them what are their previous mistakes, what are their beliefs and how they are reacting to them. If they can change them, they can change their future as well.
Excellent. I think there's a number of conversations coming out of this. When does your book come out?
It would be releasing in, I think, 1 week.
Wow.
Yes.
So we should be coming back to you within the next couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks. Does that sound all right to you?
Sure. Thank you very much.
Let's do one more time. Ways of people getting in touch with you. Migrainecure.co.uk. Excellent. Thank you very much for that.
You.
Great pleasure. I will talk to you again soon.
Yeah, it was nice talking to you.
It's George O'Neill on Elastic FM.